Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Dexter Reyes at naglilingkod bilang pastoral assistant ng Church, Crossroad Church. The letter of James ay sinulat ni James. Si James ay isa sa mga pillar ng Jerusalem Church which composed ng Christian Jew. Si James ay ang half-brother ni Jesus at kapatid din ni Jude. Sumulat na Book of Jude. At ito rin ang one of the earliest manuscripts sa New Testament canon. When James wrote this letter, nagsimula na ang persecution ng mga Hudyo sa mga Christian Jew. At during this time na rin, nagkaroon ng isang drought, na matinding drought sa Palestine region, kaya lalong naghirap ang buhay ng mga Kristiyano doon. And I love the book of James dahil ito ay isang exposition ng Proverbs of the Old Testament at wisdom na natutunan ni James sa kanyang kuya Jesus. At malamang nun si James ay madalas makinig sa kanyang kuya Jesus nung sila ay bata pa kasama si Jude at iba pa niyang mga kapatid. At habang nagkakarpintero ang ating Panginoong Jesus, maaaring nag-e-exposition siya ng mga wisdom literature ng Hebrew Bible. Kaya nung sinulat niya itong Book of James, ito ay nahahawig sa exposition ni Jesus sa Sermon of the Mount, which dinescribed sa Matthew chapter 5. At ganun din sa Book of Proverbs, at sa wisdom at iba pang literature sa Old Testament. Now, ang tanong is, ang opening statement ni James ay nanggagaling kung saan nanggagaling ang pag-aaway-away. We fight with others because we, in our own self-centered agenda na makamundo. Right? And quarrel happens every day. Says a fallen world, not only between countries and nations, between tongues and tribes, but even within the church. At ang masama pa nito, even in our own family. Hindi po ba? I have a short story to picture this. Meron isang family nanonood ng TV, probably after dinner, at maaring nanonood sila ng history about wars. And so, nagtanong tong anak, Daddy, why wars happen? Ang sagot naman ni Daddy, sabi ni Mister, kasi anak, pinasok ng isang country upang maging kanila. So, tuloy pa rin tong bata sa pagtatanong, alam nyo na, kasi bata. Tapos, later, sumingit itong si Mrs. at sinabi, sabi mo na kasi yung totoo, dahil gusto ng isang country na makuha ang mga resources ng kapitbahay nilang bansa. And so, na-irritate itong si Mister at sabi, bakit ba nangangailam ka? Ikaw ba'ng tinatanong? Sagot naman ni Mrs. na nagtaas na ng boses, eh hindi mo kasi tinuturuan yung anak mo ng tama. Palibasa kasi, dugtong pa ni Mrs. Sagot ni Mister, ano? Tapos tumayo si Mrs., pumunta sa kitchen at doon na lang naghugas ng plato at pinggan, ngunit dinig na dinig mo ang mga kalampag nito. Tapos sabi ni Mister, anak, ano na nga ba yung tanong mo ulit? Sagot ng anak, Daddy, hindi mo na kailangan ipaliwanag kung saan nagsisimula ang gulo. Alam ko na. Maaring natatawa tayo, but this is who we are. Hindi po ba? One way or another, in our fallen nature, we desire always to be on the top. And if we don't get what we want, we fight back. At yan ang totoo. At kaya si James nagbigay ng kanyang wisdom, which is ang ating main point for this passage. Humility before God will lead us out of trouble from worldly desires. Humility before God will lead us out of trouble from worldly desires. At tatlong wisdom ang matututunan na binigay ni James dito. First is yung worldly passion, are causes of quarrels. Na sinabi niya sa verse 1 to 3. Ang second na wisdom na binigay niya is worldly friendship is God's enemy. Sabi sa verse 4 and 5. And last is, yung third is, humility to God is man's salvation. Discover 6 to 10. Now, first point, worldly passion are causes of quarrel. Sabi sa verses 1 to 2, what causes quarrel and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passion are at war within you? You desire and do not have, and so you murder. You covet and you cannot obtain, and so you fight and quarrel. Itong passion are at war within, ibig sabihin, sa ating puso, may naglalaban na dalawang bagay nung tayo ay naging Kristiyano. Ito ang ating old nature at ang ating new nature. Peter expound yung analogy nito sa 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Ang sabi, Beloved, I urge you as sojourner and exile to abstain from the passion of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Okay lang magkaroon ng desires. In fact, it's God's gift. But kapag ang desire na yan ay naging self-centered na, it became a passion na sa atin. At kapag itong passion crosses the border of the ng ating logical thinking, gagawin natin ang lahat upang makuha natin ang ating gusto. At ito ay magiging obsession and we become evil. And so we cheat, we lie, we pretend, we steal, we take it by force, we fight, we quarrel, until we murder. Example of passion of the flesh that wages war within us. Good salary, pero hindi binigay sa atin. So anong ginawa natin? Sinisi natin itong mga ka-office mate, at we even say nasty word. Magsalita tayo na masasakit, sabi natin, sip-sip, palakasan pala dito, may favoritism si boss. At ang sakit pa nito, minsan nagparinig pa tayo dun sa tao, and so, we fight, we quarrel, and we murder by our words. Hindi po ba? Nalimutan natin na Kristiyano pala tayo. Good position sa trabaho o maging isang leader sa isang organization, at kapag hindi napili, ayan na po, style Pinoy, tampo, deadma, ayaw nang sumali. Hindi po ba? Remember, di ba binigyan tayo ng extra work dati at ang nag-complain tayo, ang sabi mo, hindi ko trabaho yan. Na isa pa is, hindi po ba that we want position but we don't want responsibility? Yun ang problema. Binigyan tayo ng assignment, ayaw natin mag-aral, ang rason natin, busy po ako sa work, busy po ako sa other ministry. Kasi ang problema is that we desire na maging sikat lang for our own personal satisfaction, to spend it on our passion and not really to serve. Ang ating passion for selves glorification. And so, anong problema? So, sabi sa verse 2, be at verse 3, you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive. Because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passion. Yan ang problema. We pray the right thing but with the wrong motives. Hindi po ba? And the reason why God is not answering our prayers is because God knows that we are just going to spend it sa ating mga passion para sa ating self-centered agenda, para sa ating self-glorification, and not for God's glory. And so we are hedonistic, self-indulgent, self-gratifying. We pursue personal pleasure instead of enjoying God Himself. Remember, sabi ng 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, so that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Sabi ni Wayne Grudem, prayer is a personal communication between us and God. Not only to know God, but even to know His will. Pero minsan, God is not answering our prayer. Hindi ibig sabihin ito na hindi nakikinig ang Panginoon. Hindi ibig sabihin ito na libutan tayo ng Diyos. Or hindi ibig sabihin ito, walang pakialam ng Panginoon. In fact, if God is silent, then He is doing something. Minsan, pinapayagan tayo ng Panginoon na manatili sa ating problema for such a given time. Trials ay parang medicine. Diba, himihinto lang tayo ng pag-inom ng gamot kapag magaling na tayo. Sometimes, God allow us to suffer for us to learn. At hinihinto lang ng Panginoon itong ating trial, suffering, persecution. Kapag nagbago na ang ating pananaw sa buhay, kapag natuto na tayo sa ating sitwasyon. He is doing it for our good. Always remember that. Dahil alam ng Panginoon na kapag hindi tayo natuto sa sitwasyon natin ngayon, baka hindi natin kayanin ang darating na pagsubok sa future. God is a good God. In fact, God only give good gifts, sabi sa James chapter 1 verse 17. And He will not give gifts that will hurt us in the future. Hindi gagawin ng Panginoon yun. Bakit? Kasi God is more concerned for our eternal welfare than our short-time comfort. Remember yung wisdom na sinabi sa Proverbs 3, chapter 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. And because sa attitude ng church sa Jerusalem, James expressed his frustration. And sabi niya, you adulterous people. Then James gave, nagbigay ulit ng wisdom si James, which is ang ating second point. Worldly friendship is God's enemy. Sabi sa verse 4, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes him an enemy of God. Now, bakit sa tingin nyo, sinabi ni James, adulterous people? Dahil we Christians are in a covenantal marriage sa Panginoon. Symbolically, the church represents as the bride and Jesus is our husband. Jesus used this for so many times sa parable kapag dinidescribe niya ang kingdom. Paul used the same analogy sa Ephesians chapter 5. Ang ibig sabihin is, kapag ang Kristiyano ay mahal pa rin ng mundo, ibig sabihin, may kaagaw sa pagmamahal ang Panginoong Jesus. At dahil dyan, tayo ay mga taksil. Now, subukan mo sa kaya sabihin sa misis mo, honey, alam mo, mahal kita, pero priority ko yung mountain bike ko. Siguro itatapon yung bike na yan sa balcony ng flat nyo, hindi po ba? Now, imagine, bisikleta lang yun. How about yung ibang bagay na mas malaki ang oras na ginugugol natin kaysa time na ni-spend natin sa Panginoon? Now, kung tatanungin ko kayo ngayon, ano ba ang mga bagay na ito sa'yo? Ito ba yung trabaho mo? Yan ba yung cellphone mo? Yan ba yung pagbabad mo sa internet? Yan ba yung sports? O yung beauty mo? Remember, sabi sa James chapter 4, do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? You adulterous people. Kaya, now sabi sa friendship with the world, ang ibig sabihin ito, every time they use it in the Bible, the world, it's usually referred to yung mga evil system, but it doesn't mean ito ay referring to physical earth. So, bakit ang world system ay evil? Because the devil, the god of this world, polluted tong world ng kanyang wisdom. So, everything that is not according to biblical principles in this world is called the world system. Sabi sa 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16, God said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world and the love of the Father is not in him, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life, is not from the Father, but it's from the world. Mga example ng worldly principles is yung we so love this thing, yung better life principle. Media, TV, internet, digital world system push us to have these material things so that ang buhay natin will become easier, comfortable, connected to one another, better than others, and self-satisfying. Katulad ng ating gadget, cellphone, TV, cars para sa lalaki. Sa mga babae, mga bag, clothes, and shoes. Itong mga material na to, na bagay na to, are not evil in itself. In fact, even gifts from God, but the real problem is yung posture ng ating puso. Yung ating evil intention. Now, akala natin our life will become better, but in the end, we are no longer connected to one another emotionally, physically. And after a few months, hindi na rin tayo satisfied sa mga bagay na to. Hindi po ba? And the trick of the devil did not stop there. And after a few months, may latest model na naman. And so, hindi ka na better than others. And so, we desire for better one. Pero remember, ano yung sabi mo dati? Magkaroon lang ako ng ganito, kontento na ako. Another worldly principle is yung usual expression nating mga Pinoy na meron lang akong ganitong sweldo, kontento na ako. Well, walang masamang mag-ambisyon ng malaking sweldo if you're going to spend it sa iyong family as well to help others. But ang problema is if we're going to our own passion, ang problema ay sa ganitong worldly principle is that the bigger our salary gets, the more expenses we do. Hindi po ba? Since may extra fund na tayo, mas malaki na ang gastusin natin, mas malaki na ang overhead expenses natin. And I think kayo mismo dito sa Dubai will testify sa mga sinasabi ko. We are all victim of these worldly principles. Kaya ang wisdom na binigay ni Paul sa 1 Timothy is that godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, the world system dictate us to be sexy, macho, beautiful, good-looking. And so, ang ginagawa natin, we spend money to buy exercise machine, beauty products, slimming tablets. Ang tanong eh, anong nangyari? And so, we spend more time in our exercise, our sports activities, spend time searching online, nagbababad ka ng oras para maghanap ng health products, healthy cooking, healthy food. The world system dragging us to spend more time on these unnatural healthy products at the expense of spending less time with the Lord. Sabi sa Proverbs 31, ang wisdom na binigay na is, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but the woman who feared the Lord is to be praised. And for all this reason, friendship with the world is an enemy of God. Kaya sabi ni Paul, God command us that do not conform to this world. Sabi sa Romans 12. Now, sabi naman sa verse 5, or do you suppose it is no purpose that the scripture says that he yearned jealous over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? Nung tayo naging Kristiyano, God the Holy Spirit dwell in us. And the spirit that dwell in us, who is God, is a jealous God. And so for this reason, James reminded his church on what the scripture says. Kasi God want us to have an absolute loyalty sa Kanya. At kapag ang kilos pa rin natin ay naaayon dito sa mundo, nasasaktan ang Panginoon. Why? Because we dishonor God's holy name. Because the world system that we're trying to adopt is evil. Kaya, brothers and sisters, friendship with the world is enmity with God. After yung discomforting word, masasakit na salita ni James, sa verse 4 and 5, he gave a comforting advice sa kanyang church, which our next point. Third point is, humility to God is man's salvation. And so, sabi sa verse 6 to 8, but He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposed the proud, but give grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The comforting word of James, but he gives more grace. Despite yung unfaithfulness ng church sa Jerusalem, because mahal nila ang mundo tulad natin, but still, God give His grace. Why? Because God simply is gracious. God is simply gracious. God's grace is sovereign. It's beyond our wisdom, more than our common sense. The decision is based on God's alone. Ito'y independent, unconditional, and not based sa performance ng ating condition. And that is why more grace. The meaning sa Greek ng more na ginamit dito is mega. Ibig sabihin, ito ay big, huge, incomprehensible, inexplainable. In other words, sovereign grace. Now, kapatid, ang tanong ay, paano ba natin tinitreat ang one another? Ang ating kapatiran, ang ating asawa, ang ating anak, ang ating mga kamag-anak, ang ating kapitbahay. Kung paano mo itrato sila, ganun mo tinatrato ang Panginoon. Di ba sabi ni James, true faith produces good work? Now, are we forgiving or are we causing quarrels? If no fruit of good works in us, kapag wala itong bunga, then we better ask ourselves, are we truly with the Lord? Dahil true faith produce new desires. The desire to love our neighbor more than ourselves. The desire to love the church. And ultimately, the desire to please God. Kaibigan, maaring ikaw ay may kaaway o ikaw ang dahilan ng pag-aaway at hindi mo nakikita na ang dahilan ay iyong sariling pang-interes. At dahil na rin sa iyong pride, hindi ka makapag-forgive. Dahil na rin sa ating pride, hindi natin kayang umamin ng mali. At yan ang dahilan. Hindi rin tayo makapag-reconcile. Now, why don't you ask God? Sabi sa ating passage, He's willing to help kung ang intention natin ay totoo and not only to spend it sa ating passion. Come to Christ in humility because God opposed the proud. Alam ko, matagal mo nang iniinda sa iyong puso ito. Hindi mo kayang takasan yan. Walang taong kayang paglabanan ang kasalanan. Kaibigan, panahon na lumapit ka kay Kristo Jesus. Siya lang ang kayang magpatawad ng tao. Siya lang ang kayang magbago ng iyong puso. Buong puso kang magkumbaba sa harapan ng Panginoon. Humingi ka ng kapatawaran sa iyong kasalanan because God gives grace to humble heart. Tanggapin mo si Kristo bilang iyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Siya ay namatay sa ating mga kasalanan at nabuhay ulit para ating maging Savior. And in God's grace, ikaw ay ay kanyang itataas. God opposes the proud, sabi sa verse 6b, but gives grace to humble. Sabi ni Dr. Wiersbe, the world is in conflict with the Father, the flesh fight against the Holy Spirit, and the devil opposes the Son of God. Ang gusto ng Panginoon, tayo'y maging humble. Ang gusto ni Satan, tayo'y maging proud. And one of the oldest trick ng Diablo is ginamit niya pa sa simula pa lang sa Garden of Eden. Nung sinabi niya kay Adam and Eve na you will be like God. At tayong mga Christian, we still fall on this trap. Dahil the devil want us to defend on ourselves, umasa tayo sa ating sarili, but God want us to depend on His grace. And so, sabi sa verse 7, submit to God. Submitting to God means total submission, no compromise, no half-hearted. Sabi sa Luke 16, Jesus explained faithfulness to God by this wisdom. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will devote to the other and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. It means for us, either love the world or love God, and there's no in-between. Kaya sabi sa seven B's, resist the devil. Hindi sinabi ni James to avoid the devil, but instead, resist the devil. Kasi yung Greek word na resist is in active form, ibig sabihin, The devil is already engaged. And diyan na sa tabi mo. And our enemy is actively, constantly attacking us. Kaya sabi ni James that we must resist itong evil guy na to at ang kanyang mga tricks dito sa mundo. Kaya nagbigay ng warning si Peter sa 1 Peter chapter 5 and sabi niya, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith. Kaya sabi, draw near to God. Ibig sabihin, tayo ay lumapit sa Panginoon nang sa ganun, tayo ay magkaroon ng confidence sa ating Christian walk. Why? Because there are times that we will feel weak in our faith, thinking that we are not faithful enough sa ating ministry, sa ating walk, or we do not enough. Wala tayong enough faith. And sometimes we think, kaya hindi sinasagot ng Panginoon ang ating prayers. Mga kapatid, let us all be reminded. Let us all be reminded that our confidence is in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ and on the cross and not on our good work. And now, sabi sa ating next passage, sa 8 and to 9, cleanse your hands, you sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Kaya for us na magkaroon ng more grace again sa Panginoon, we must first repent. And not only an expression of simple words, hindi lang ito expression ng salita, ngunit including our emotion, our whole being. Naiintindihan ito ng mga Christian Jew yung ibig sabihin ni James sa passage na ito. Because when Jews repent, they literally put physical action and not just words. They tore their clothes, they put ashes in their head, they wail and not just cry. Napakaraming example ang binigay sa Old Testament nito. Para sa kanila, repentance is a total expression of their soul, physically, emotionally, whole being in full humility in the presence of the throne of grace ng Panginoon. Now, kung sila ganun, hindi ba dapat masigit tayong mga Kristiyano dahil kilala natin ang tunay na Diyos? The scripture says, for godly grief produces repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Mga kapatid, brothers and sisters, it's better to be a weeping saint than a happy sinner. And the solution to this worldly passion is to humble yourselves before the Lord and He will exalt you. Sabi sa verse 10. Humility before God in a truest sense is not only an expression of mouth, but an expression of heart. Sabi sa Psalms 51, the sacrifice that is pleasing to God is a broken spirit. You will not despise a broken and humble heart, O God. In our present time, let us live in unity to all believers, especially sa ating local church. Mabuhay tayo na may pagkumbaba sa bawat isa. May pagmamahal sa bawat isa. At tigilan na yung self-centered worldly desires na nag-recreate lang ng gulo within the church. This world we live now ay temporary lamang. But instead, let us live now in humility to one another and to God, just like how we live in heaven kasama ang ating Panginoon. Ngunit kapatid, tarating din ang panahon that we Christian will no longer have this worldly passion. Hindi na tayo worldly, hindi na tayo makamundo, hindi na tayo makalaman, hindi na tayo makasarili, hindi na tayo sakim. There will come a time that we will be winning the battle against our flesh. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. And we shall be changed. We will be in our glorious body. And in that last trumpet, Jesus Christ, our Lord, will return to earth and will rule forever. And in that judgment day, our Lord will call us by our name and will say, "Come, my humble servant, my grace has made you perfect. You are perfect because of my righteous blood and not in your own doing." At dahil dyan, tears of joy ang tutulo sa ating mga mata. And we will rejoice, and all the saints will say with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, and might, honor, and glory, and blessing." Let's pray. Father God, we praise and honor your name. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to know your word. And let us be reminded that we are sinners, but we're saved by the grace of God. Let us build our humility at maging guide sa aming buhay nang sa ganon magkaroon kami ng pagmamahal sa bawat isa. Salamat, Lord. Let this truth remain in our heart for this week. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.